Vayter and Shasper and Daf Yud picking up on Tesama Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. First word in the line, Ella. So just to bring you up to speed and to bring us Vayter. Very straightforward, so I'm going to kind of rip through this over here. That is, we're going to see that Rav Yochanan has a statement where we say, let's switch Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we're going to try to find out what case exactly he's talking about. We're going to go through five different cases, the fifth one being the jackpot, to show that that's where we switch the shitas. And even then, we're going to have a way to possibly knock that off to say that we don't switch it at all. Okay, now, here we go. Yesterday, we dealt with the first case, and that was, we said, the very first Mishnah seems to say that Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer when it comes to Simchas Yontif. Because you see that Beis Shammai says you're allowed to go ahead and do Kisoy Adam even if you don't have dirt that's already prepared. Now we did say, we qualified that only when the spade is already in the ground. However, we did say that you could do it. And Beis Hillel says if you don't have dirt already prepared, then no good, you can't use it. Sorry, nothing doing, even if you have the spade that's stuck in the ground over there. So that was the where we find that it looks like Beis Shammai is more Mekel and Beis Hillel is more Machmir. From the Mishnah that we just saw yesterday, we have a bit of a problem, because it says that Beis Shammai says you're allowed to be Mateu Mechalon Lechalon. That you can go from one window to another, but it's got to be in the same pigeon house, in the same dove house. Beis Hillel said, now you can go from one to the next. From one shovach to another shovach, sounds like Beis Hillel is Mekel, Beis Shammai is Machmir. What's going on over here? So we start to say, just don't worry about it. Switch the shitas. Say that really, over here, with the latter, say that it was Beis Shammai that was more Mekel, and you're allowed to go and go from a shovach to shovach, and Beis Hillel is when it says from chalon to chalon. So that's what the Gemara comes to suggest. Because we know that Rav Yochanan says that Mukhlef is a shita. Now the Gemara asked on that, this we ended up with yesterday. Who says, maybe don't switch it. And really, the reason Beis Shammai says over there that it's going to be okay to do it is because it was already deker nuts. It was already in the ground. But over here, that you don't have such a thing, then you're not allowed to do such an idea. You're not allowed to go from one shavach to another. Or we say like Beis Hillel, that maybe Beis Hillel says the reason why over here you're allowed to do it is because of shovcho mechiyach alav. But over there, there's a problem that maybe it'll come to Kodesh. So that's answer number one that we attempted, and we basically knock it off that that's not the case that Rav Yochanan is talking about when we go and we switch to Shita. That was number one. Now we move on to today's number two. Eli Kasha HaKasha. If you want to ask a Kasha, you want to try to find like where there's a problem, we have to switch to Shitas. It will be over here. Four lines up for the bottom. Eli Kasha HaKasha. Beis Shammai, Omer Beis Shammai say, Lo Yitel Ella Imke Na'anea Miba'od Yom. Don't go ahead and take on Yontif Day. We know that Ochel Nefesh, you have a pigeon over there, you take a dove, you're allowed to go and take it, shecht it, eat it, Simchas Yontif. However, Beis Shammai say, Lo Yitel, you're not allowed to take it on Yontif. Ella Imke Na'ana Miba'od Yom, unless you already moved it a little bit from before Yontif already started. Or it's not enough just to speak it out, like that's the one I want for tomorrow, but because then it's rather you have to actually pick it up and designate it before Yontif actually starts. That is Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, they say, Omed Va'omer Zev V'zeh, and he says, nay, you don't have to touch it, just say, that's the one that I want. Zev, Zev, these ones I'm going to be taking, I'm going to be shechting, I'm going to be eating. Alma, what do we see? Gabe Simchas Yontif, Beis Shammai L'chumro, Beis Hillel L'kula. Frek the Gemara, Ramini, what about the fact the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, it says, HaShochit Chayev Of B'Yomtev, Beis Shammai say you're allowed to go and you're allowed to do it and take the dirt by the stuff with the night, when the thing's already in the ground over there. Beis Hillel say you're not allowed to do it in the first place. Alma, Rav Yochanan, Mechlev is a sheet, there's a switch, the sheet is over here. And really say that Beis Shammai is one who says that you're allowed to do with your mouth. And Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to go ahead and that you have to go out and actually touch it. This is Gemara. No. This is a 10 number 2. It says, no, not really. If it's Dumaloi, maybe you don't have to switch it. Why? Well, what would be? Why does it look like over here Beis Hillel's Mekel and over by the first mission he's Machmir and in the flip when it comes to Beis Shammai? So no, Ad Kan Lomi Beis Shammai. Ella Hechadika Dekano. It's the only reason Beis Shammai let you do it in the first mission is because of the fact that the spade was already in the ground. And that's why he said it's okay, you're allowed to use it. Beep, turn the page, Yudam and Aleph. Aval Hechad, Aleka Dekano. No, he wouldn't let it happen. So to over here, the same idea, you're not allowed to go ahead. And therefore, he's actually more machmir than you thought and only make it over there because it's already in the ground. But when it comes to the doves, you got to make sure that you choose which one you want. Inami, when Inami doesn't mean another answer in each one of these, it just means, or the flip, in terms of Beis Hillel's opinion, Adkan, look at me, Beis Hillel, hacha, elekeven de muksahu. The whole reason why Beis Hillel doesn't let you do it over here is because it's muksa. Be'omed, ba'omer, zevazani noto sagi, and it's enough to take it out of muksa by saying, I'm taking those ones. Aval hasam lo. But over there, no. Without a problem. I take that back. It is a problem when it comes to first Mishnah because we're worried you're going to come to do Kotish. Now, the next Mishnah is going to go into detail about these. All the next Mishnahs we're going to see are going to go into detail of all these ideas. Okay, so clearly this isn't Mechlef Hashita of Rav Yochanan. So now we move on to attempt number three. Eli Kasha, Kasha. If you want to ask Kasha, this is where it comes up. Bishami Omrim Einotlanasa Eli Lakatev Ba'alav Basar. And I'll take a pestle, you know, something called a mortar and a pestle. The mortar and the pestle are when you, the pestle is that round, like, it looks like a shoehorn that's totally filled in. You know, I don't know how to describe it. Thing you use to mash garlic. They pound it down, or they make medicine back in the day, or. You know, anyway, Ali Lakatze Velabasa, now to use it in order to put meat on it and to chop meat on it. You're allowed to do it. Oh my gosh, what's going on here? It looks like Basil are Mako when it comes to Simchas Yontov. And Bishamir Machmir. Almagabi Simchas Yontov, Bishami Lachomer, Basil Lakula. Remaining, we have a problem with our first Mishnah. Shochi Chayvel, Bishami. We know they said you're allowed to go do Kisak down. Basil said you're not allowed to. This is Gemara. I'm Yochanan. Mukhlev Zashita, switch the Shita. Said it was Basil says you're not allowed to do it on the pestle. And Bishami say, that you're allowed to do it. As a Gemara Mimai, who says, maybe not. Dama Lohi, maybe not. Adkan Lokomi Bisham Hosam Elahecha the Ika Dekardois. So the reason why I allowed you over there is because it was Dekardois. It was already in the ground, and therefore it circumvented most of the issues. Avalhecha the Lekha Dekardois. If it wouldn't be like that low, he wouldn't allow it. And therefore here too, there's an allowed cutting, chopping on the pestle. So it makes sense. He's in line. Inamun comes to Bishil, Adkan Lokomi Bishilacha. Why is it Bishil over here? Is make Eli, unless you do it on the pestle. Ella the Ika Torah's clear love. He says, because this is called a Kli. He says, O Rashi, Vafapi, Shamalacha, Shamalachta Leiser, Mutilatatal Torah. Gufa. This is also halacha lemaisa. A kalisha melachta leiser, you're allowed to use for heter. You can use scissors to cut your chicken on Shabbos day if you'd like. You can use a screwdriver to, you know, to knock open a nut or something like that. Aval hasam lo, but over there, it's a problem when it comes to the first mishnah because we're worried about kotesh and therefore it doesn't allow you to do it. Well, that didn't work, did it? So now we move on to attempt number four. Eli kasha akasha. If you want to ask a question, this is a question. This is a question of a steer Bisham Bishil that we have to say switch it. Bishami Omrim ain no senesa or lefnea dorsin, you're not allowed to go in particular or is literally hide, animal hide. And we know back in the day when I mean even today, but if you know one of the processes of hide is tanning it, is you put it down, you hit it a lot, you would step on it a lot, and that would be a process of the actual tanning the leather. That's in a doraisa on Shabbos. So it's Bishami says ain no senesa or lefnea dorsin, you're not allowed to put it down over there. You're not even allowed to pick it up. It's mukso unless there's a kazayas basar on it that you're picking up through that. Basil mutar matirin. Basil, so you're allowed to do it. Alma gabi simchas yamdu beishami lechomer basil lekula. We see that when it comes to simchas yamdu, beishami is machmir. Don't let it put it down. Basil says no problem. Or amen. We saw the opposite. Hashoch chayev of yamdu. We see that beishami is mekel and basil is machmir. As a gemara, Yochanan muchlev zashita. Switch the shita. Say it's basil. Says you're not allowed to use, pick it up or use it. And beishami says you are. Says a gemara, mimai. Who says dilma levaloi? Maybe not. Adkan lekomer beishami hasam. The reason why over there he says it's okay. Elechadika derkenoris because you have the spade already in the ground. Like a dekanoch, if you didn't have such a thing, it wouldn't be okay. And therefore, here too, you're not allowed to go ahead and use this, put the hide down. Inami adkan lo kamei beisil acha. The reason why beisil over here is mekel is simply because elat the chazi lemizga elave, because it's roy to sit in it. Rashi says kain I see shivasa and shotchem begadim. They put clothing down al gabe karkav and ismachem yoshem ala birkein. They sit in their knees, kfufen bent. Kedomim b'psachem have a zginan abirkei that dadi v'nimtzei shtichen tzarchantav. That's called tzarchantav because they would lie on it and they put their knees on it. Aval hasam lo, but over there, maybe we would say, not like that. We're not allowed to do it because the fact of kasisha, we're worried you're going to come to grind it up to go and cover over the dam. So we have number five. Give me five. Eli kasha akasha. Bishami omer bishami says the following. Ein mesalkin is a trisin biyomtov. You're not allowed to go ahead and remove the trisin, a shutter on yontif. And ubeisilo material, ubeisilo says you're allowed to do it. Aflax even to put it back. What they used to do is they would have these stands where they would sell stuff, and they had these trisim that were covering that were stopping it, you know, that were closing it. And they used to go out and use those trisim sometimes, remove them and use them as a tray for yontif. So Beishami said you're not allowed to remove it. You know, it's a problem of soser. And Beisil says you're even allowed to put it back. Even bona Beisil is material aflax here. Alma gabi simchas yomto Beishami lechumer til lekula Ramini. Hashoch chayev of biyom tov. We see the opposite. Just Gemara. Now this is number five, right? So bishlam bishamay no kasha. It's not a kasha bishamay, because We could say Hasam Dika Dekar Naris. That's why it was okay. And Acha Leker Dekar Naris. Over here, this is the reason why he says you're not allowed to go and do it is because you don't have Dekar Naris. And therefore, there's a reason to be Makel. Alabes Hillel Kasha. We understand why Beis Shammai was Machmir over here and Makel over there. But Beis Hillel, what's going on? Why is he, what's he being Makel over here? Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlef is a Shita, just switch the Shitas. Oh, beautiful. We found an answer of where we go ahead and we switch the Shitas. Say there's Beis Shammai who allowed you to go out and do this, and Beis Hillel didn't, and therefore Beis Hillel is Machmir, just like he is in the original Mishnah. And Beis Shammai is Makel like he is in the original Mishnah. Everything works out beautiful. Says the Gemara. But guess what? We also have another way of getting out of this that we could say, Ad kan lo kami Beis Hillel hacha. The reason why Beis Hillel here is Makel is Elam Mishum Da'im Binyan Bekalim. He doesn't know this Binyan Bekalim. It's a principle comes up in Hilchos Shabbos, right? We learned this in Masechet Shabbos, also in Erevin. Ein Binyan Bekalim, Vein Steer Bekalim. This is all Kalim, therefore we're not worried about that. Aval Hasam, but when it comes over there, by the first Mishnah, then we have a problem that maybe is going to be an issue, and therefore we don't allow you to do it. So maybe we don't have a Mukhlefes Hashita over here as well. Beautiful Zok, the next Mishnah. Beshamim Omrim Lo Yital, a person go Elim Kain Nana Mibel Yom. You're not allowed to go and take on Yontif. You don't want to take a dove and go and eat it and shecht it and go at it and Yontif, Simchas Yontif, unless it's already set aside the day before, that you actually picked it up with your hands. And we're going to see why you have to actually do that. Beis Hillel Omrim. Basil say, no, it's gonna problem. Omid va'omer zevzani. No tell, as long as you said the day before, you say, I'm gonna take this one or that one, you decide which one you do without even touching them. Amr Reb Chanan bar Ami. Reb Chanan bar Ami says, Machlokas bebrecha rishona. The machlokas is only with the first set of kids. Rashi says, Derech megadli yonim lahaniach brecha rishona. It was the way of those that had these pigeons, the pigeon handlers, that what they would do is they would leave over the first brecha, the first kids that came out. Al kol shana lios seventh lima. That should be with the mother. The mother should have these kids. And you don't take those kids. The Beis Shammai Savi, when you come to those particular ones, Beis Shammai Savi, Gazvina Dilin Asilim Luche, what's going to happen is you're going to come and take it. Rashi says, Kishakal Hulamachar, Asilim Luche, Vichai Salayu. You're going to end up taking it the next day. If you don't actually pick them up the day before, you're going to take them the next day. You're going to pick them up, and then you're going to change your mind and have Rachmanis on the Mama. Vavale Tiltel Shalol Tzarech. And then you pick it up for nothing. But if you picked them up the day before, you already touched them, you moved them around. L'shchita v'lo chasalayu su v'lo chashinan d'chayas. You're not going to go ahead and you're not going to have any mercy anymore. So therefore, we allow you to go ahead as long as you did it before Yontif. Basil Savri, Lokazun, and Basil say, we're not worried such a thing. We're not worried a person's going to on Yontif. So you know what? I want this to be for the Mama. You're not worried such a thing, therefore you can just say it with your mouth. Aval bebrecha shnia. So that's what the machlokas is. Only brecha rishona. Aval bebrecha shnia, which means if you're dealing with the next kids that they have, then we're not worried about it anymore. Divya kolba omid va'omer zevazan, you know, till saga, even Beishamu would be maskim just using your mouth and saying, these are the ones I'm going to have tomorrow. That's enough to be able to take it out of muksa and you can touch it the next day. Why do you have to say this one and that one I'm going to take? Why do you have to say be specific of which particular ones? Just say from this particular kan I'm going to take. You have to say which birds. If you want to say, you know why? Because Beis Hillel less lu breira. He doesn't hold a breira. And therefore, if you say from here, then that means, what's breira? Breira means like you retroactively decide what it is that you want. And Beis Hillel doesn't hold to that. The Gemara is going to have a saying, he does hold a breira, in which case it shouldn't be a problem. Now let's take a look and see where it actually does hold of it. Vatanan, you're going to tell me that maybe you want to say that Beis Hillel doesn't hold a breira, and therefore the next day, maybe it wasn't the ones that he had set up, and that's a problem. As the Gemara of Atanam, we know the Mishnah says not like that. Hamis Babayis Velo Psachim Harbe. Let's say there's a dead body in a house, and there's a lot of different exits, entrances, doorways that go in there. What's the din? Kulon Tameim, all of them are Tameh. Niftach Echemeh, but one of them is opened. Hu Tameh V'kulon Taharin. You have a dead body in the house. There's five different exits, let's say, but one of them is open to the exit. So we know that you're going to take it out through that exit. Now, there's four other doorways there. Doorways means it's actually a doorway. It's not inside that there's a way to leave, but there's actually a thickness of the wall that creates like a roof on top of it. Then that's not considered like it's part of it and it's considered like separate. But the place that the body's going to go through eventually, that's the place that's going to become tummy. So if you have all of them that are closed, all of them are going to be tummy. One of them is open, then we say that's where the dead body's going to go through. The rest of them is going to be tummy. there's a keli there, it's going to be tar. Chishiv lotzi b'echad man. Let's say you had in mind you're going to take it out of one of them. O b'chalon sheish b'arbar albar, or you had in mind for one of the chalon, one of the windows, it's 4x4 tefachin. Matzelis is kol b'sachu gulon. Just thinking about it itself already saves the rest of the openings. B'shamei omri, b'shamei says, v'hu chishiv lotzi ashel yom ha'sabes. That's only if you had that mind, which door you want it to be before it was a ghost, it's about to die, and you said, that's the one I want it to be in mind, but not only, not afterwards. B'shalom omri, af b'shi yom ha'sabes. You could retroactively decide what you want to do. In other words, he holds a brera. So then what's going on here? Why did you have to say which particular birds? Just say which particular, you know, Shobach is going to take from. Ha, Itmar Allah says, Gemara, hold on 1 second, but we know we said in that Mishnah, Amar Rabba, Latair is the Pesachim Mikanu Laba. In order to fix up and to be Tower the Pesachim from here and on, here on in, then that's what it was referencing. That's what Beis Hillel is saying, seeming to say it doesn't hold a brera. You can't go retroactive, which is brera. So it must be it doesn't hold. Mikanu laba means Beis Hillel does not hold a brera. And that's why he has to go ahead and say which one he wants, which actual birds, not which kan. Not which shovach. Rav Amar, no. Le'olam Mafreya. Really, that statement meant even Mafreya. V'hachu ha'inu time. And over here, here is the reason why Beis Hillel say you have to say which one. Because Dilma metaltel v'shavik. Metaltel v'shavik. What's going to happen is on Yontif, you're going to go ahead, you're going to pick it up, and then you're going to put it down. You say, nah, it's not as geschmack as I thought. Pick it up and put it down. And then you're going to finally find the one that you want. In the meantime, you're touching all these ones, and you're not allowed to. And v'kometaltel midi d'luchazi, you're touching someone which is not right for you. And therefore, you have to say which particular birds you want. Because once you say which particular birds you want, you've already, you know, resigned yourself to those are the ones I'm taking no matter what happens. In fact, the Gemara of Ha'amar, Ba'omid, Va'omer, Zevazan, Inotel Saya. We said just by pointing at it enough, that's good. But what about when a person goes in and actually touches it? Then we're worried that maybe he's going to change his mind. He says, no. Hani Mielim Erev Yontif. When he does it Erev Yontif, so then he totally decided it's done and everything else is muksa and he knows that and everything's good to go. And therefore, the next day, again, he's resigned himself. These are the ones I'm having. Beep, turn the page into my base. Aval b'yom tov, sir, to do it on Yontif itself, it's a problem. The zimlim mishkachei shmeinim kushim. Maybe you're going to find that the fat ones are really lean. Kushim shmeinim, and the lean ones are really fat. They're going to touch one that's not really for you, and therefore that's going to be a problem. That's one way of answering it. Another way is inami zimdim mishkachei kulin kushim. You're going to find all of them are lean. V'shavaklu, you're not going to end up eating any of them. V'asilim nuyim mishtimchas yontif. You're going to hold back from having any simchas yontif. Therefore, we don't want that to happen. So we say, if you have to decide before Yontif which ones you are taking, come Gehenim or Mayim Gavoim, those are the ones that you're going to take no matter what. And therefore, you decided and you're good to go. That's why, even though you hold a Breira, because of that fear that you might end up either not having Simchas Yontif or picking up ones that aren't ready for him, therefore he has to say which ones he wants. Okay, Zuck, the next Mishnah, the last one we're going to see today. Let's say you go ahead and before Yontif, you go and you say, I want those black ones. And then the next day you come and you find white ones there. Levadim matzah shcharim, or the flip. You say, I want the white ones, it's going to be black. Shnayim, I want these two. Matzah shlosh, the next day you find three of them. What's the case in all these cases? Asurim. All of them are going to be asur. We say that the white ones and the black ones, right, they obviously, well, not the ones that you set aside for yourself. And two, and then you find three over there. Shnayim, matzah shlosh, then we say that ends up being it's all three new ones. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Sorry. Two, and then you find three over there. Rashi says that we're worried. V'lo yasham od. V'lo machar matza hakol levon. No. V'kach shnayim matza shlosha. V'eino makir es amuchanim kulam asurim. All of them are going to be asur. And the reason I'm asur is because you don't know which one. One of them is clearly muksa. What happens though if you set aside three, shlosho batzah shtayim, you said, I want those three, and the next day it comes only two, then you say to mutter, we say that it was the original birds over there. But socha kana, what's the lifnei hakan? You want those two that are inside, in the nest, you find them outside of the nest, assume they're all going to be aser. Ve'emein sham elahim, but if there's nothing around except for those, harayim etarim, then they're going to be mutter. Fakti gemar pshita. I understand. Your black ones are going to be white. White ones are going to be black. Obviously, it's going to be aser. You actually said you want black ones and white ones, but they were in different shofchim or different kinim, different nests. You find that the black ones were where the white ones were, the white ones were the black ones were. You may have said, you say these are the same ones, that they went ahead and they changed places, and therefore it should be okay. Kamash Milan, nope. Hanach Ozdu La'alma V'ani Achmin. They left to the world, and these are new ones. They went out, and the other ones came in, and therefore no good. Now we try to bring a raya for it, which we ended up saying is not a good raya. Lema Messiah Lidim Rav Chanina. Let's say, no, I'm sorry, we're going to say this is a raya for someone. Let's say this is a raya for Rav Chanina as a support for Rav Chanina. Dam Rav Chanina, Rov Vikarov Halechacha Rov. If you have a when two things are clashing, Rov and Karov, then you go after Rov. Majority and closeness, that you go after majority, because the majority of the birds in the world are no good. But the closest of them were good, and yet we seem to say that they're no good. Must be we're going with majority. Says Gemara, nah, this isn't a right for you. You know why? Kedamar Abai. Bidaf. We're talking about over here where you have the shovach with a daf. A daf means with this like a board in front of it that other birds would come and they would chill over there. So Achinami Bidaf, you're doing the other birds that are over there also. So maybe there's also Rov and Karov are Usser. So therefore, we don't have a support for this either way. Next part of the Mishnah said, Shtayim u'matzo shlosha asurin. Let's say you chose two and you find three over there. It's got to be aser. In fact, Gemara, man of shach. Either way. Iachminu ninu, ha'achminu ninu. Maybe there are other birds, in which case they're no good. They're not the ones you set aside. V'ilachminu ninu. If they're not, ha'ikachad dem'arabu. You have one that's mixed up with the other two. If you have one that's mixed up with the other two, therefore, you don't know which one is muksa and which one is not muksa. The Rishonim asked over here, why don't we say that it's batal? Why does it say it's batal barov? So one answer is that we say that, because you have two and one, two or mutter, one is us. The answer is, we learned about one of the answers, that davar sheish lamatirin is not batal, and since it's going to be mutter tomorrow, so you leave it. Avaiter. Next, the Mishnah said, shlosha matzah shtayim mutarin. If you have three, if you set aside three and you find two over there, it's going to be mutter. My taima. Hani inu inu, we say they are the original ones. V'chad b'nei also the alman, only one left. Let's say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi and not like the Rabbanan, which is a problem, because Rabbi versus Rabbanan, the Rabbanan win. Rabbi versus one person, he's a chashuv fellow, and he actually would take the cake. But when it's Rabbi versus Rabbanan, nah, you can't mess with that. Rashi says, "Ha masnisin stamahi halacha k'stam Mishnah v'anan kaimelo and halacha k'Rabbi mechaveiro v'lo mechaveirav." So how could you say this? Halacha is going like Rabbi not the Rabbanan. D'tanya, where do we see this? Hiniach mana. Let's say you have a case. We learned this in, where do we see this? Maseches Psachim. Psachim. Hiniach mana, if a person puts a mana is a certain amount of mice. We're talking about mice or shaning. You put it in a particular place. You put it in a box. Umatza masayim, and you go look, you find, and there's two mana over there. What's the halacha? Chulin, umaisa shaning, moroven zebezeh. We say it ends up being that it's chulin and mice shaning. That's mixed up with each other. Divrei Rabbi. Chamomim hakol chulin. Everything is chulin. Rashi explains how come. Why is everything chulin? Because hol v'lo matza k'moshe iniach tolin lahakel or meko v'lomer natel es harishon v'iniach b'makom acher v'iniach shuv es elu v'shachach. You know why you took the first one? You forgot. You put someone else. Sheinod v'iniach mos chulin mos meiser b'yachad. People don't do that. You don't put the regular money and meiser money together. Which means if you put it over there, it must be that everything is mutter. Hiniach masayim, what happens if you have a case of flip? If you put two mana in the Maisashini area, or matzah mana, you come back, you find only one, mana munach, umana mutal. We assume that what happened was, is that the one that's there is Maisashini, and you took out the one that's not Maisashini. Divi Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. Chamomim, hakol chulin, everything is chulin. How come, says Rashi? Hol v'lo helu l'Yerushalayim, v'lo hefrid and zemizeh. They didn't bring it to Yerushalayim, mafred them. Ushneim notlon, v'yinuch, b'makam acher, v'zeh chulinu, sheiniach. Must be you put it there and then you forgot over there. Because we find that people don't go ahead and separate the shtiklach before you bring it to Yerushalayim. So, what do we, again, this is all, these are assumptions, but lamaisa. So we assume that he took out one of them, that he took out both maisa sheni, and now he put in a regular mud, which is totally fine to it's chulin. Now, we said if you had three birds there and end up only being two, then we say it's considered part of the original. That sounds like over here, like Rabbi, who said when you have two and end up one, it's one is part of the original, as opposed to the Chachamim saying not like that. So what's going on? We're passing like Rabbi with the Chachamim? It's Gemara, no, I feel the Tehim Rabbanan. You could even say that our Mishnah works at the Chachamim. Because Halat Mar Allah, on that Mishnah, no, which one? Yeah, on our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Damri Tavayu. Both of them come and say, Shani Gozlos. Don't compare Gozlos to the Mana cases. You know why? Holva Sun Ladados, because they go out and they bounce around. When she says, Lahachi Ika Lameimar Echad Halach V'Chaveru Nisharu. You're able to say that one left and the other one stayed because of the fact that they go out and they jump around. And maybe they're even the Chachamim will be masking to such a thing. When it comes to the money, though, it doesn't go and bounce out of there unless you go and you actively get rid of it. And when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you would have done it together. So maybe the Chachamim would even agree over here. Frankly, Gemara, why do you have to go out and bring that up? Shiny goes as whole of Asun Ledados. We could, another way of answering, we could have said without saying that. V'ho'itmar Allah dahi, because we said about this idea, the Machogzin, Rebbe and the Rabbanu, we said the following over there by the Mana. By the Maaser Sheni Shtikli, the Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Elazar, one of the Chan Amar, one of them says, B'shnei Kisim Achlokes. Their Machlokes is talking about a case where you have two Kisim, two different pocketbooks, two different pockets, two different wallets. Machlokes. That's what the Machlokes is, where they have one Mana of Maaser Sheni in one, and one in another. Aval B'kis Echad, but it would be only one wallet? Divrei Kol Chulin, everyone would say that it's Chulin. If you found only one money left, then of course it would be chulin. The chadam and the other one says that bekis echad machlokas. The machlokas is actually when you have both money in one wallet. Aval b'shnei kisim, if they'd be in two separate wallets, divra kol mana munach umana mutal. Then they would say that it's still one of the original ones. Bish lama laman damer b'shnei kisim machlokas. I understand when you're saying when it's damer b'shnei kisim, the machlokas is with two different wallets. Then you have to answer the shani goslos halavesun ledados because they go and they jump all over the place. Ella lamanda amar bekis echad machlokas. According to one who says machlokas is with one wallet, aval b'shnei kisim divrei kol mana munach mana mutal. They say that it's one of them is still here and one of them is gone. Hashta lomi lishnui alo. Why do you have to say about the birds jumping all over the place? We did that in order to make sure the Chachamim actually work over here. But Ha'amar b'shnei kisim lo pligi. You said that it would be two different wallets in this case. If it's two different wallets, then everyone is in agreement over here. So say the same thing over here. The Chachamim agree over there, same thing over here. Even though one of the birds is gone, the other one maybe is still there. So you don't have to go and say that, hey, the birds go and they jump all over the place. That's why it's different. So why are you bringing that up? And Rav Ashi, Hacha begozlos mikusharin vikisim mikusharin maskinan. No, we're dealing with in the Mishnah, we're talking about the birds that are tied. They're tied together. And we also have when the wallets are tied together. So now we have to explain the difference between them. Gozlos minatchi adadi. The birds, when they're tied together, since they hop all over, they're going to be bouncing all over the room. Therefore, hopping around the room, and I awoke. Therefore, they end up pulling apart. But kisin lo menatchei adadi, when it comes to wallets, they're not going to pull apart. They're not going to separate from each other. In such a case, only there will the chachamim, the rabbanim, agree and say that if you have one mana wasn't there anymore, then the other one isn't there also. But when it comes to the birds, so then you say that maybe one of them is still from the original one. So we can say it's going like chachamim. For Rabbi Yomer Lecha, Rabbi could say back, no. Not no, but what would Rebbe then say? For Rebbe Yom Melecha, Rebbe would say, Kisin Namni Zimnin, also by the Kisin, Nami Zimnin, beep, Yud Alpha Man Alpha, Dimis Akil Kitraya. Sometimes even they, it would come apart. And therefore, if they would come apart there also, you could say that one of them ended up staying and the other one stayed behind. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.